Blog Talk Radio.
I'm kind of here going, okay, what else isn't going to work? My comment emojis aren't working today. So this is going to be interesting. Can you guys hear me? Please have my mic working, okay? Hello? Are you guys there? Hello? 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 Well, of course, if you can't hear me, you can't hear me. So I will type it. Can you hear me? Okay. Yay, good, good, good. I don't know why I keep asking if you can hear me, because if you can't hear me, you're not going to answer me, right? So there you go. Oh, well, some things just aren't turned front ways around in my head. Okay, guys, today is 9/11. It's not a celebration. It is a recognition, a tribute to all of those that died when the planes went kamikaze into the Twin Towers and into the Pentagon Yard and into, you know, it just, it was a total mess. It was a total mess. And a lot of people died. And it's like, I'm sure there were many of us that grew up thinking these things can't happen on United States soil. Guess what? We were wrong. They can happen on U.S. soil, and it did in 2001 on September 11th. We are going to have some songs commemorating this day, but I'm going to play them a little bit later to make sure everybody gets here first, okay? I'm going to wait about a half hour, and then when everybody's here, then I'll go ahead because, you know, it's just, not everybody can be on time, and that's okay. That's okay. We'll just adjust a little bit. It's fine. But we've got some good tribute songs that are really going to make you think. Okay, so get out the Kleenexes and be ready for when it rolls. Okay, in the meantime, we've got some good gospel music that we're going to play, and Calico's going to help us because I can't get her to stop meowing, and you know, I'm just not one to beat the crap out of her. It's not going to happen. So I'm just going to let her meow, and you guys can know that she's making comments. You know, she remembers that day, too. So, well, she doesn't really. She wasn't born yet, but you know how it is. Anyway, in the meantime, here is Elvis at the rehearsal of the Gospel Section 2 for the 68 Special, Take 4 and 7. Of Up Above My Head.
Section 2, take 4.
Okay, take 7,
Gospel Section 2. All right, let's get it on. Now, Father, which art in heaven, somewhere.
shoes and see what I can find. I wanna stand up tall and open up my eyes. I wanna reach out my hand until I touch in the skies. I was a poor lost lamb in a deep dark hole, but now I found that light that's gonna save my soul. I used to drink, I used to smoke, I used to smoke, drink, dance the hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink, smoke and drink, and dance the hoochie. Oh, yeah. But now I'm standing on this corner, playing with me and you.
Okay, that's all. That's all they're gonna have. I had to wait, and make sure. You know, you don't want to miss anything. Sometimes they tag stuff at the end, so. But they didn't this time. But yeah, that was a rehearsal for the 68 special. And we do have another one. It's from Section 1. And this one has Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child and Where Can I Go to the Lord? And it also is rehearsal for the 68 special. And, guys, most of the time I do remember to tell you. So if you're not chitty-chatting, you'll get this stuff. But, you know, not always. That's how it goes sometimes. So let's see if I can get the computer to cooperate. Because there's always that, too, you know. Come on, computer man. There we go. All right, so here you go, guys. The rehearsal from the 68 special for Section 1. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Where could I go?
Okay. Why don't you run it down once, and then we'll start laying them down.
Gospel, segment one, take one.
Sometimes I feel like a mother.
Sorry about that.
Appropriate place to end that particular rehearsal tape when he screws up and laughs at himself. I like that. That's cool. I love his laugh anyway, so it's always good. Whenever it happens, why ever he's laughing. Okay, here is a song that the organization that recorded it and stuff is called Saved and Kept. They don't identify the singers, which is okay. That's all right. You're supposed to pay attention to the song, not who sang it. So we can deal with that. It's fine. And we're kind of focusing on things that happened that weren't so good, weren't so great. But you know what? The Bible says all this is going to happen. We're going to have the wars. We're going to have the tsunamis. We're going to have the earthquakes. We're going to have the fires. We're going to have the floods. We're going to have, you know, wars. I mean, you know, what was 9/11 but an act of war, right? And I kind of thought we reacted like a little namby-pamby, but I wasn't in charge and nobody asked me. So there you go. But all this stuff is supposed to happen, guys. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. So you got to be on the lookout because along with all this other stuff, these food shortages, water shortages, things are going to happen that aren't real fun, aren't real pleasant, and are going to be very, very difficult to get through. But if you're ready for it, if you're meant to get through it, you'll get through it. If you're not meant to get through it, no matter what preparations you make, you're not going to be there when you get through it, you know, at the end when other people get through it. We're just not going to be there. But that's okay, too, because at the end of it, all of God's children aren't going to be here anyway because he's going to catch them up. So it's really not something we need to worry about. And I'm paraphrasing, but in the Bible it says, just get through it. Don't worry about it. Don't stress over it. Just get through it. His children just need to trust in him and get through it. Then when he comes, he's just going to take us up. And we'll forget all about it. And everything for his children is going to be fine. Okay? People that are left here that aren't his children, they're going to have a whole lot more rocky road to have to go down. So you want to take the steps that it takes to be one of God's children at that time. And all it takes is to give your life over and let God be in charge of it. That's not hard. Okay, so if that's what you're expecting, you're going to be disappointed because he's not going to ask you to do funky, weird stuff. He's just going to ask you to live the kind of life that Jesus led, the kind of life that he wants you to lead. Be good to people. Tell the truth. Don't do dishonest deeds. Don't murder. Don't create mayhem. Don't do adultery. Don't beat people up out on the street. Don't steal from people. You know, all the Ten Commandments stuff. And help other people if you can. That's, you know, that's the way Jesus lived. And that's the way we're supposed to try to live. Okay? We're not always going to be successful. God knows that. Because we're not Jesus. Jesus was perfect. Jesus was God's son. Jesus could do it. Even he got angry. Okay, we could call it a righteous anger, but it was still anger. Okay? So, just try to live the way Jesus showed us to live. We're going to fall on our face and break our nose. You heard me say that more than once. It's going to happen. Because we are not Jesus. We are not perfect. We are human beings. But if you love, that's really all it takes. Because if you love, you're going to help. You're going to take care of. Because that's what love does. And you're not going to resent it. You're not going to argue about it. You'll just do it. So if you love and you're helping and you're making people smile and you make people laugh and you're helping to feed people, you're helping to get them medical attention, you're helping and you're loving, you're doing what you're supposed to. You're doing what you're supposed to. If you have that one person in your life that is special, treat them like they're special. Don't resent taking care of them. Don't resent doing things for them. Don't resent loving them. Because if you love them, you won't resent anything that you do for them. And you'll always be there for them and taking care of them and doing for them. That's love. And that's all we're asked. Don't do the bad stuff. Don't listen to that wicked little whisper in your ear that says, oh, go ahead and take it. They don't need it. No, 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 no. It's not yours. Okay? You don't do that. Oh, just leave that homeless man sitting there. He's not hurting anybody. Just let him be. No. Give the man some food, man. Give him a blanket. Take him to a shelter if he wants to go. Give him a ride. Make sure he's taken care of as best you can. Don't ignore him. Jesus wouldn't walk on by and ignore him. You do what you can to put a smile on someone's face. And you're doing what you're supposed to do. Just love. That's all. That's all. Okay? So now I'm going to play a song. Like I said, the organization that posted it is called Saved and Kept. They did not post who sang it. It's a trio. And it's like you went to a small church and the trio got up out of congregation, walked to the front, and they're just going to sing a song. That's what this is like. And it brings back memories for me of the small church in Derry, Idaho, when I was staying with my aunt. And I loved that church. Everybody loved everybody. It was great. It was all fellowship and help and potluck dinners and candy pulls and things like that. I have good memories of that church. So here is a song called The Next Time He Comes.
He came to earth the first time, a lowly manger was his bed. Shepherds came to him to worship, wise men were so gently led. And a virgin was his mother, oh the wonder of all time. Christ in flesh, God incarnate, full of truth and grace divine. But the next time he comes, he won't have to die for me. The next time he comes, there will be a Calvary. The next time he comes, we'll begin eternity. For when he comes again, he'll be coming for me. From the lofty courts of heaven came a rose on earth to bloom, knowing when he left his fire. rolled the stone away. Now the mighty rose of Sharon is still blooming yet today. But the next time he comes, he won't have to die for me. The next time he comes, there won't be a Calvary. The next time he comes, we'll begin eternity. For when he comes again, he'll be coming for me. I remember when I met him, how the Spirit took control. He established all my goings when he saved my sin sick soul. For a king to come from heaven, knowing then of Calvary. Oh, what love beyond all measure, that he gave his life for me. But the next time he comes, he won't have to die for me. The next time he comes, there won't be a Calvary. The next time he comes, we'll begin eternity. For when he comes again, he'll be coming for me. When he comes again, he'll be coming for me.
Yes. Remember that. Remember everything that Jesus went through when he came the first time. It was to give us the opportunity for everlasting life, to make sure that the events that happened took care of our sin, for the expiation of our sins, that we could have the chance of eternal life. It's our choice. It's our choice. He doesn't say, hey, I died that horrible death, and you better toe the line and behave yourself, because I wouldn't want to have to have done it for nothing. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. All it is I died for your sins. It's your choice. But I loved you enough to give my life for you in a horrible way and to teach you how to live while I was here, to be a wonderful thing in God's sight. Your choice. I did that for you. That's all you got to remember. And you make that choice. Whatever way you choose, it's up to you. Nobody can force you to believe one way or the other. Nobody can force you to live one way or the other. It's completely up to you. But because he did that, you have the choice. Remember that. He made it possible. You have the choice. And the next time he comes, depends on what choice you made as to what's going to happen. Remember that, too. You're going to be caught up and get out of all this rat race and all this horribleness and all this death, disease, and destruction, or you're going to stay and wither it out and end up in hell. But even at that, if you don't go up when Jesus comes and you have to stay here, you still have the chance to repent, and then there is another chance when you do die. There is still that option. Jesus will take you. That's still there. Just because you didn't make the rapture the first time through doesn't mean that you don't have any more chances. You have to live through all the crap, all the horribleness, all the pain and terror. But you can still turn to Jesus and have the opportunity he created for you. So, really, is this a question, you want to go through all that garbage and crap first? Or do you want to just go with Jesus when he comes next? Your decision. Your choice. Nobody else can make it for you. You just have to know about it. You have to know it's there. You have to know it's there. And you've got people that love you, that care about you. You can ask questions of them. They'll answer you. They'll answer you. Just keep it in mind, okay? Just keep it in mind. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. Where is your heart? Where is your love? If you've got it, hey, you're over halfway there. All right? Now it's time for us to pay tribute to what happened on 9/11/2001, 8:41 a.m. Eastern Time. You know, I remember getting up that day, getting ready to go and visit, knowing that I had to go home to Arizona the next day. And I got the news not only all over the TV and everything happening about 911, not only those graphic pictures of the towers coming down, the plane crashing into it. That wasn't the only thing. I got a phone call that my husband of the time, his dad died of a heart attack that same day, that same morning. Just about that same time. So it really was not a good day in history. So many people lost so much, and not just to the towers, but all of the other tragedies of life were still happening. Sometimes we forget that. You know, the robberies, the car crashes, the heart attacks, the children dying in the hospital of cancer, all that was still going on. And sometimes we forget to look at the whole picture. There's all that other stuff causing heartache and pain to people. Let's remember all of it, okay? Because the normal pain and grief and tragedy doesn't stop just because this extra big bad tragedy happened. It's all rolled into one ball now. Think how horrible that is. How horrible is it to have heard about 911 and then later that day your 9-year-old child succumbs to cancer? Or your wife dies of a heart attack? Or somebody had the flu in the hospital and they succumbed to that and died. Think how much worse that those folks have to deal with that day. Not only do they see the tragedy on screen of what happened in New York City, they also have their personal tragedies added to it. Yeah, it was kind of like stunned silence. When I got that phone call, stunned silence. It's like, please God, why? Why today of all days? Why does all of this have to happen all at one time? People still have to deal with all of this other stuff. Remember that. It wasn't just one big tragedy that we dealt with here in America. It was all the personal tragedies that didn't stop because that one tragedy happened. Think about that. Because that made it even harder to continue going on, to continue saying, we'll get through this. It'll be okay. We'll deal with it somehow. It was real, real hard. When you have personal tragedies added to this big, huge tragedy that you're seeing all over the TV, hundreds of people have been killed in this horrible, horrible way. In multiple locations, not just the towers. And yet all the people elsewhere were still dealing with their personal tragedies as well. And seeing this big thing on TV all the time. Think about that. Think about that. It wasn't easy. That day was the most horrible day in a lot of people's lives. It was horrible for people that didn't have anybody die in the towers, that didn't have any personal happenings going on. It was still a tough day. It was hard. It was painful. And the tears flowed everywhere. Unless you were just so numb that you had nothing to react with. The shock numbed everything that you would normally react with. And just left you standing there watching these images and knowing this personal tragedy had happened as well. And you're so numb that you can't react to any of it. You're standing there in shock. Yeah. I'm not talking through my hat, kids. It was a tough day. It was the most horrible day in my life. And I've had loved ones die. But it was easier to deal with than that day. Remember and feel. There are a lot of people in this world that didn't go through that day. They've been born since then. But I don't think there's anybody that hasn't heard about it. Okay? Well, now we're going to pay tribute to all of those that died that day. And I am including all of those that died in the personal tragedies that we all dealt with, as well as that big, huge tragedy that we were seeing on TV. Because we felt it all. We felt it all. So here's Alan Jackson with "Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning?" What were you doing?
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? You rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and saw for the ones left below. Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs, I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages and speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man.
Okay. That kind of brings it home a bit, doesn't it? Well, we're not done driving the point home yet. We're not done yet. This is Daryl Worley singing a song called Have You Forgotten?
Hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell, we had neighbors still inside going through a living hell? It took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9-11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten
what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? Carry on. Don't you tell me not to worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
Yeah, that one kind of brings it home. Have you forgotten? I don't think any of us have forgotten. I don't think so. I know so. Any of you that went through seeing those pictures that day, you can't forget. You can't forget. And I'm hoping, I don't know if they have or not, but I'm hoping that everyone born since then, when they get to school age, high school maybe, that they are shown those pictures of what can happen if they become complacent. It's not impossible just because we're America. We need to remember that. It has happened. We need to remember that. Okay? All right, here is an original song that was nominated for Song of the Year in 2012 with the Country Music Association. Nelson Blanchard was a co-writer, and he's the one that's performing the song. It's called Fallen Heroes.
On a clear and sunny day in the year 2001, two buildings came tumbling down, blocking out the sun. Many lives were lost that day, so many lives have changed. From those acts of terror, may it never happen again. Things will never be the same. Concrete turned into
Yeah. I could see why that one was named Song of the Year. Even being an independent recording and a brand new song. That was quite powerful. It really was. If you were listening to that, that was, that one should have hit you right between the eyes, you know? That was something. That was something. Yep. And you know, now, we have one that, this is called America Needs to Pray, and Phil Beatty is singing this. I hope y'all cry.
In 1964, legislators passed a law prohibiting prayer in our public schools. Since that time, disruptive corruption has infiltrated every aspect of our lives, from the schoolhouse to the White House. Now it's time to stand and say, America, we need to pray. For so long we have wondered what has happened to our land. Violence, death, destruction, no one seems to understand. With the world in this condition, someone needs to stand and say, I am a Christian, America needs to pray. America, we need prayer in our land. America, we need God's touch again. Our fathers fought for freedom, we have let it slip away. The answer to our problems is America needs to pray. Like to see our children have a chance at life so free, to enjoy all the benefits that we have used so carelessly. If we're going to see a difference, we must all agree today. We need a savior, and America needs to pray. America, we need prayer in our land. America, we need God's touch again. Our fathers fought for freedom, we have let it slip away. The answer to our problem is America needs to pray.
Yes, definitely. And that was so sad. I remember when they banned prayer in the schools. There were a lot of people got angry about that. They didn't bother asking anybody. And why'd they do that? I mean, I was an adult. I was in the working world. And I had been hearing prayer. I've been saying the Pledge of Allegiance since I started school. It wasn't anything new. It wasn't anything bad. It was a good attitude thing, you know. All of a sudden, they said, no, you can't do that. And I remember them starting it, campaigning for it when I was in high school. We had groups of Bible study before school, at lunch, you know, things like that. And they were talking about not letting them do that anymore. And even though all of us protested against that, that that was one of the freedoms that America afforded, that they should be able to do that, eventually they did ban that. When they banned prayer in school, they wouldn't let them do that anymore. And that was sad. And I think it's still sad. I think they should allow that for Christians to be able to do that. What harm does it do anybody to be able to do that? It doesn't do anybody any harm. They don't force anybody to come and pray. They don't force anybody to do anything. It's like, I don't know, it's unnecessary. If people want to, let them. It should be, and always was before, one of the freedoms that we had in America to be able to do that. And I don't think they should ever have taken it away. That's my soapbox theory, okay? There are a lot of people that won't agree with me, but that's my viewpoint. So, surprise, surprise, right? Anyway, here is Engelbert Humperdinck. Now, something that, if you're listening to this, when he introduces this song, he's British. I didn't know that. He's British. But he is doing this song as a tribute to our country. This is his version, an alternate version. Okay, completely different. But he calls this one American Trilogy.
I have a trilogy. Here's something I put together while I sat and pondered of how life has really been good to me. All the places I've been and the seas, the faces I have seen. And the thrill of knowing that the world has been kind enough to recognize me. An Englishman, ladies and gentlemen, this is my grateful thanks to you and your wonderful country.
In the beginning, the Lord made the earth, the heaven, the hills and the sea. Then he created the sun and the stars, the land, the fruits, all the trees. He made all creatures that live. Oh,
He did that as a tribute to our country. I think that was very, very sweet of him. That was cool. All right, and now, the one that we are used to, Elvis, with his American Trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in
Dixieland, that's where I was born. Early laws, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Yeah. Wait for the reverberation to die down. Because that one just catches you up, doesn't it? It does. Okay, people, thank you so much for your attention. That concludes our tribute to 911. And that was a happenstance that we don't ever want to forget. It reminds us that we are not invulnerable. We are not above trouble. We are not above being attacked. We need to remember that. We do need to remember that. Because we are not alone as a country in this world. We are a part of this world. And as such, are accessible. And we have learned that sometimes that can be a problem if we are not vigilant enough. We need to not forget what happened on September 11th of 2001, because it reminds us that this country is not above the world's happenings and the world's disasters. We are not immune from those things. We need to remember that. We need to remember that. All right? And I want to remind you also that except for Elvis's version of American Trilogy and Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, the rest of these songs were given to me by John this morning. And the rest of the songs for this show were given to me by John this morning. And we have some very wonderful songs left to go. So let's get back to it. This is Ryan and Hannah. And here again, it reminds me of that little church in Derry, Idaho, where you got up. You went to the front and you sang a song. And there weren't any professional singers there. You had a guitar or you had a piano. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. So this is Ryan and Hannah singing How Beautiful Heaven Must Be.
Thank you.
Yes. Like I say, that reminds me of that old little country church. It was great. I miss it. But Deary's not the same as it was when I was little, so, hey, that church probably isn't the same as it was when I was little either. You know? I do still have a cousin that lives there. He raises hogs. Uh-huh. And, yes, he does have butchering day. So, it's still a little bit old-fashioned because he doesn't farm them out. He doesn't have the butcher truck come to his place. He does it. How, I'm not sure, but he does it. That would be hard for me. Anyway, you know, you guys all remember Randy Travis? He was a country music star. And he starred in a few movies. And I've seen those movies, and he was good. He's a Southern boy. He had a stroke a few years ago, and we were all wondering if he was going to make it. Well, thank goodness he did make it. He did live. He has made a recovery to a certain extent because he can walk with a cane, but he is kind of beyond performing. He can kind of sing to a certain extent, but he can't do concerts or anything like that anymore. He doesn't have that ability back. But people still, when they sing some of his songs, call him out on stage, pay tribute to him. He's loved. He is. And they don't forget about him. Well, this is from back before his stroke, when he did Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord, you're holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Yes, before his stroke, he was a pretty big name in the country music field, and an actor as well. He's still alive, and he's still got a good attitude. He's still got that smile, you know. So, hey, you know, he's hanging in here blessing the world. All right, guys, here is a familiar name, a familiar voice, and I love her voice. This is Eloise Saman. Jesus, my King.
Jesus, my King, to you I sing. Jesus, my King, unto you I bring, yes, I bring my soul for you to love. I bring my heart, my Lord, for you to hold. It's a He, you are the one that I adore. With you I need nothing more. You are close in majesty and splendor, and you are the glory of God Almighty. The splendor always surrounds me while I call on your Spirit to guide me. Jesus, my King, in honor I will bow. While the angels sing, by your grace I will be crowned. Your favor on me will allow me to see, when in glory you will appear, as you gather your soldiers near. My Lord, I only call to you, my rock. Your goodness I will keep. You're the stronghold of my life, my Savior, my strength. I'm living by your truth. Why? The faithful love and grace is always before my eyes. For who am I, my Lord, that your grace shines upon me? Never have I felt such love as it shines from up above into my soul and into my spirit, made whole as I'm clinging to it, being saved by your grace. Jesus, my King, I've been saved by your grace. I've been saved by Jesus, my King.
I love her voice. She's nice alto. I do like that. South African lady. Real estate salesman. realistic person, excuse me. All right, here is Fred Baca. Now, listen to this song because I think you're going to recognize the tune. It made me smile. I thought it was great. It made me smile. This is called Glory Road. Glory Road. That was done by Frank Baca. Fred Baca? Fred Baca. Okay. Now, the original song was Country Roads. And Country Roads was done by John Denver, written and performed. John Denver died in a plane crash. He was flying an experimental plane. Hey, you know what? So since then, there has always been speculation about, well, it was an experimental plane, and he was kind of warned that it was an experimental plane. Did he do it on purpose? Nobody knows. You know, yes, he had happiness and love in his heart, but he had some tragedy in his life. We don't know. We don't know. I like to think it was an accident. but we don't know for sure. All right, here is a song by Johnny Curtis. And this song, it's about Jesus always being there for us, no matter what's going on. You know, when I was listening to Dad, it reminds me of my grandma and grandpa, because they weren't rich, but they were always there for us kids. They always made sure we didn't go hungry. They always made sure we did not lack for love. We always had somewhere that we could go for attention and love and just to talk and joke and have fun, for some hugs. You know, Grandma and Grandpa were always there for us, and they always found a way. Whatever was needed, they always found a way, you know. That was Grandma and Grandpa, and I believe that they were very special people put on this earth by God for us kids to make sure that we knew what making a home was like, what loving was like, because they did. We always had fun at Grandma and Grandpa's house. You know, whether we were staying for 1 or 2 days or we were staying for 2 weeks or a month, whatever it was, we always had fun at Grandma and Grandpa's house. Yeah, we had some chores, but we reveled in those chores because it involved the animals, you know, the cows and the chickens. I loved those chickens. They were so awesome. But they were always there for me. They were always there for my sisters. They were just always there. God made sure we had them. So that's what this song reminded me of, that we learned the essentials of life, love and provision. They worked hard, but they never begrudged it. They never begrudged it. And I don't remember Grandpa ever being out of work. You know, so God provided wonderful examples for us kids with Grandma and Grandpa. And that's what I thought about with this song. This song isn't about that, but that's what it made me think about. So it's a good song, guys. This is Johnny Curtis singing, "You Were Always There For Me."
My home, we could never make it alone. There were times, Lord,
Now, you guys are going to like this one. This is Elvis. A rehearsal. Take 1, 2, and 3. Only Believe.
All things are possible if you only believe. If you'll only believe, all things are possible. Yeah, Charlie, don't chicken shit out now. Hang in there.
Over 7 minutes long. I loved it. It was great. All right, now we've got Sister Rosetta. And I know you guys are going to hate that, but that's what we're playing next. It's called On My Way. And John sent this one too.
On my way now. And the Lord came in on my way now.
lady can move it. I love her. This is fantastic. All right, as long as we got that up and jumping, let's keep it going that way. The Golden Gate Quartet, Down by the Riverside.
I'm going to lay down my burden,
well, down by the riverside, well,
down by the riverside,
well,
down by the riverside.
I'm going to lay down my burden,
well,
down by the riverside.
It's steady anymore, no more, no more.
Well, it ain't going steady one more.
Well, it ain't going steady one more.
Well, it ain't going
steady one no.
You know what, guys? We got 5 minutes left. Yeah, already. I just want to say thank you for joining me for this show. It was an important show, you know, because we paid tribute to a tragedy that we all experienced in 2001. And 21 years ago, but it's still very fresh in our minds and our hearts. And it was important to do. So thank you for bearing with me for doing that. I hope that that music spoke to you and that you got something out of it. And after that, we had some great music that lifted up your spirits a little bit, and I hope you enjoyed that too. Leave here with a happy heart. A happy spirit. Share a smile with somebody because it doesn't cost you nothing to do that. Go ahead and do that. It's great. Help somebody get something off a high shelf at the grocery store because that not only makes them feel good, it makes you feel good too. So, hey, you know what? Thank you all. Tuesday, we're going to have a regular rock and roll show. We decided we're not doing much of anything special for Tuesday except just having some wonderful music. It's time we did that again. And then Thursday, we'll be back to some specials with ETAs and Elvis. So, Tuesday, have fun. Yes, have fun. Yes. Okay. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Stay happy. And share that happiness. And I'll see y'all on Tuesday. Bye for now.